Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching on the Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio Network. And tonight I want to talk about something that I've really understood and opened up to in the last, I'd say just a little while. How we overthink personal growth on everything we have to do. We really complicate it by thinking we have to do more than we really have to do. It really is just basically letting go of everything and opening up a new wherewithal to expand. And it's really about engaging in a new way and something that I discovered for myself. Mine went back to my parents. I started really, really searching on how I did things exactly like my parents, even though it was all subconscious. And it really, really goes deeply inside. And that's what this is all about, is really expanding out of the people that you've been taught by society. We're so college-medicated and corporate clones right now, the world is afraid to move forward. And it really, really is struggling to look for a new way to go. But it's really not anybody's challenges, but it's really about opening up to see the world as our opportunity. But it's also about opening up to see people being part of your life. And that's where life is really, really struggling right now, is because we're searching for an identity of our own selves to come out of this recession. And that's really where we're at with this. We're really struggling within ourselves just to play the game of life. And that's what we're doing. We're just struggling to play a game of life. We're afraid that somebody's going to have more than us. We're afraid that we don't have the wherewithal. And we do. We have the forthright fortitude to be the money magician of our lives. But however, it takes a lot about letting go of everything in life. It's about something new to allow it to come in, because when you start opening up to new, we get the word change involved. And when the word change is involved, we really get corner hooked and locked into things. And that is where we really struggle. Then we think we have to forgive somebody and we have to do that. Really, we have to engage in our inner selves and discover the wisdom and seeing how we're really still deep inside. We're like our clones, even though we choose not to be, but we really are. And that is kind of where the world is really struggling right now. It's about letting go and doing different things. When we're really discovering who we are, we're really in a confusion of cooperation and collaborating with our higher selves with our daily life. But we get so hooked up in everything, we're afraid of who we are. And we really, really are shut down and locked in to what is yesterday. And we're really afraid to move forward into today. And when this is happening, we're all locked up and corner hooked in where we're at in life. But the only one that can corner hook us in our lives is us. And we really, really lock ourselves into the mundane of the insane because we want to be in the political correctness of this world. And when we're caught up in the political correctness, we're really locked in to yesterday. Because we're too ingrained in the computers and books to move forward. If it isn't in a book today or in the computer, or we can't do that, and people are texting now instead of communicating, how is that really limiting our communication skills and sending us down a path of no return, of I can't? And that's kind of what is happening in our life right now. We're in a full-fledged mode of I can't. And see, anytime you put a not word in your life, you're going to go backwards in life. And that's something you really, really, really want to open up to, is letting go of the not in your life. I cannot, can't, won't. You want to start like, when I disavow, I disavow. When I open up, I let go. You really want to start opening yourself up, or choosing to open yourself up. And people want to tell you that you have challenges and things are wrong with you. But in reality, when somebody's telling you you have challenges, they're actually talking about their challenges. And as their challenges become more apparent, and if you listen and you watch, you will hear. And something else you really, really want to open up to is to let go of talking about your challenges and start opening up to your desires. And you want to talk more on how your desires and your sired desires, you birth them in the universal vista, will move you forward. The more you start energizing your dreams with a verbalization of I can because I unleashed my canonized abilities, the more you'll move forward in life. And as you move forward in life, you will expand into a new paradigm, because the only one that can really struggle and fail in life is you. But you don't fail when you're always letting go and expanding. The only time you fail is when you quit and sit on the couch blaming somebody else for what is wrong and what's going on in your life. And that happens a whole bunch. You know, that happens more times than we can believe in life, because until you really open up and move forward, life is going to struggle and bungle in a whole bunch of nuggle. And I mean, that's it. We're going to just swim until people, the blue class or the blue collar people and the people with the innovation that physically do the work of the world are the ones with the innovation, because people in offices are looking in how to control the people they are over, because once they can control them, they have it made. And when you're in the patrol of control, you're the troll of not. And that is where we're at today. And we're too busy trying to be something, and we're afraid to be something. That is really the true deal. And the something is whatever you choose. So how do you choose to be something of astute, just wise in your ways? And this is something that I'm expanding into every day, because I just love the thought of expanding my life into my, to be in the money magician, to be the, to unleash my intuition, to have the fun, to live in the sun and do it as I choose, because I chose to peruse my inner self, to play the game of genuine, astute magnificence, expanding genuine love in myself. And the more you start letting go of the troll of control from outside sources, the sooner you become the patrol of prosperity, to walk your walk and talk your walk in the avatar of affluence. How does it feel to soar through the universe, expanding who you are and energizing your life because that's who you choose to be? When you let go of this, life will become easy and more astute and astute to you. And that is something else that's really going to open up and really expand who you are, is you. If you're looking outside of yourself for everything that's going on in your life, you're the one that's having the challenge with the balance of nothing. Because once you step outside of the realm of thinking the world owes you something and you owe the world your wisdom, and once you pay your wisdom forward, the world will energize you with wealth, innovation, sapience, determinant, omnipotent manifestations for you to live your desired life, and open yourself up and to live in a very precious way. And And it is good to have all the listeners on the line, but and here's something that the world is really, really is in the challenge of, right? It's really in the challenge of seeing how good they are, because the people of this world is really where the wisdom, omnipotence, real love is going to determine our genuine outcomes. Because it's when people realize it isn't the businesses of the world that will energize us, the wealth and success and the love and all the good. It's people communicating and listening to people. And that's when all the divine good of the world will come forth. Because it isn't about the money. When you get rid of the get-rich-quick money itch and open up and quit bitching about your life, you're going to expand, because you're going to understand it's people that energize your life and open you up to a new energizing experience. That is what's going to happen when you really, really energize everything in your life, because you're the one with the sapient and the wherewithal. But here's the thing that people don't understand is you encompass the wisdom. You have to let go of everything you've been taught. You got to let go of the taught to be the untaught, to have everything you desire, because we've been taught to be poor. We have actually been taught to be poor by society and the school system. And we've really been taught you have to take advantage of people rather than expand people to do that. And there's something in the chat room. It's called wisdom is more valuable than money. Wisdom is the money you live, because it's wisdom, is the wiseness, it's innovation, sapience. It's determined optimistic Maharashi outcomes, and that's true, because when you have wisdom, people can take your money, but they can never take your wisdom. Look at how many people that are super, super wealthy have lost everything 4 or 5 times. It's their persistence of expansion to attain new percipients to play in the game of prosperity. And they play in prosperity. They don't play in the game of money. They play in the game of expanding people's lives, and that's what they really do. Wealthy people are wealthy because they put forth an energy of money, but money isn't the energy they put forth. They put forth products and services that expand people's lives, and they use other people to expand it. You know, until Microsoft got into the H-1B visas, they was expanding people's lives. They had more millionaires working for them than anything. It isn't the money. It was the product that Microsoft was doing, and it was the energy of their product that brought the cash flow. It wasn't Bill Gates. It's the energy of your products and your services that bring your life forward. And that is what life is all about. When you let go of thinking it's you that's doing it and understanding it's the people you have, you're involved with, that are expanding your life. And that's right, expand our ideas. But it's also individual determination, expanding a superstar affluence is where this is. And it is. And people have the wisdom to do this. And right now the world is crying for the wisdom of the people to get off and out of the corporate cloning and the college medication and into the dedication of who they are and put forth their own wisdom. And that is where this is moving to. We're too medicated in education to do that. And it is let go of the fear. But fear is my friend, expanding astute revelations, opening my eyes to see my own abilities to move forward. We're so thinking fear is the control of us, but really we're the one controlling the fear because we're too afraid of what other people will say and how they will say it. They might hurt our little feelings, but the only one that can hurt your feelings is you, because when somebody else is saying it, that is them saying it about themselves, because everything is their words, their thoughts, their everything. So when you choose to engage in your inner self and your inner wisdom, how does that open your kingdom of prosperity to expand who you are and live in a different way, in a better way? How would it feel tomorrow to let go of the anger because all you're really mad at is what everybody else has, because you have it. If you see somebody else have something, you have the wisdom and the courage to expand into it, but are you afraid of letting go? Because we want to look good in an egotistical society. We want to feel good about ourselves, and we really want it all for ourselves. And there's so much wealth that's going to waste in this world because people are engaged in the egotistical values of the material world. And when you open up to the wisdom of your own wealth inside yourself, the world opens up to you. And that is something the world really has to really expand into, is the wisdom of the people. And you know, something else that I've really, really discovered, people in offices justify their position by making the workers have so much challenge that it's hard for them to do their job, and they're frustrated because they see a better way. But people in the offices will not allow the people because it's not their idea. They disallow by disavowing the workers to use their talent. And that is what the world is up against. And how do you disallow and disavow your talents from coming forth to really expand your life? You're going to open your life up with questions. And the questions you ask are going to determine the outcome you live. And it's how are you holding yourself back by disallowing everything else in life? How are you so focused on everything that is wrong in the world that you're so dim in your inner self you can't see the light of the world? Because the sun rises with a bold chance, the bold opportunity of every day. And it's like going to work on Monday. Everybody said, God, it's Monday, and I got to do this, and I got to do that. Well, I got a little news for everybody. You can be just as wealthy on Monday as you can on Friday. And all Friday gives everybody a deal to do is to go to the and play and see. When you're out playing, and that's a part of life, you got to enjoy that. But how do you play away from what you are? And how do you hide behind what you do, your hobbies, and let go of yourself? Like football and the sport, America lives their manhood and all their stuff through sport. Football is where people talk about and stuff. I love to watch football. But I've really grown away from it because it's not the football when the Butkuses and the Sayers and the Mitchies and the Rayfield Wrights and the Jack Youngbloods and the people that played football that didn't make the millions and millions of dollars they make today and walk around thinking that the world owes them something because they're a football player or a sports player. And, you know, we spend more time focused on sports than we do academics, and we're really falling out, and we should be giving the scholarships to science, speech, and things that'll move us forward. But we're really afraid to allow, find the passion in your life, and that's right. Find the passion, because when you got the passion, you got the intuition to bring everything into fruition because you engage that inner self. And it's being willing to be different than anybody else in the world. You know, that's where we really, really fall down, because we really are taught as human beings to fit into society and play within their parameters, when we have our own parameters of intuition. But the innovation of this country kind of left in the 80s. When all the mergers in the corporate America really started becoming prominent from the 80s to now, if you look, our innovation has went downhill. And then in the 70s, the motor companies, they just wanted to throw a car together, and they didn't care what they threw together. And that's what brought Toyota and them. And see, by them going down, they actually raised their competition up. So whenever you allow something yourself to go down, the competition within yourself is going to go down. It isn't a competition of I'm better. It's a competition of how good am I today within yourself. And when you play in the competition of reputation in the material world, you're going to always find somebody that can do one thing better than you, and that is something. But how can you take what they do with what you do and actually make yourself a better person? It's letting go of the competition of the world and starting braining that I am a person with a plan, and I can really move forward in my ways of life because I chose to engage in that inner sage. And all a sage is a wise person. And when you let go of think and know and get into non-thinking, non-knowing, you unleash the I don't know. And when the I don't know comes in, the conscious mind in a collaborating confusion, searching, and the subconscious mind is listening and putting forth new adventurous astuteness to move our life forward. We are afraid of ourselves is out of the chat room, and that's very true. Our biggest fear is us, of us. We fear what we know, fear what we don't know. We fear the unknown, we fear the known. So what is really known? Ain't that what somebody else perceives? Ain't a knowing a perception? And how has your perceptions always been a little miskiltered or off-kiltered? That is what life is about. Is history, whatever happened today in your life, tomorrow is a new, right now is a new moment to expand into a new world. And once you start understanding all the fears in life, as you fearing your own ability to expand through it, it's better to dramatize it and let somebody else. And that is the world, the spiritual world and the coaching world has more drama in it than as the world turns these days. It's like a soap opera if you start listening. I can do this, and I can do that. And really, it comes down to three things. I let go, I let God, I expand into my sire desires because I unleash my canonized ability to live my desires in my everyday life, because my encounters are the wisdom of my life to move me forward. And that is when you choose to engage in them daily encounters. With an eye, with your eyes open, ears listening, hearing what they're saying, and communicating back and forth with ideas, your life will expand into a new way. But we're so afraid. We think listening and being quiet is a weakness. Listening and being quiet is the strength of success. It's when you're jabbering is when you're in the balk of the walk and you're balking at your own talent. Because it's easier to talk about it than it is to do it. And as the world turns, that's the soap opera. And that's what a lot of people live. And some people cannot live without drama, thinking they are, but they aren't. They're living in drama. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching does. Is I've learned to take the drama out of my life. And the only way I can get mad and do anything is I have to be thinking about it and knowing. The more I think I know, the more busy my mind is trying to be right rather than opening up and just being calm, cool, and listening in the moment. And once you can do that, you'll be opening up to everything. Most people are afraid of who they are because they don't know who they are. It's easier to be like somebody and idolize somebody because that way you still don't have to. When you idolize somebody, you're really afraid of your own talents. How do you know your talents ain't as good as the person you're idolizing? And yet, I was watching something on the Final Four, and we've got it on winning so big that it has to win to be. If you don't win the championship, you're nothing. Well, Kansas played a good year, but there's coaches out there that really help their kids. How many of the kids from the other programs out there that didn't make the Final Four, but the kids are successful? And that's very true. There's something out of the chat room. Silence with your own thoughts. So when you're in silence and the thoughts goes away, the emotional enterprising energies from within you. And see, that's the thing. We try to dive away from emotional energy. And that's all life is energy. And, you know, the cells, everything in our body is an energy. The skin is an energy. And when we can get away from thinking everything is this and everything is that, well, when you allow yourself to let go of the thinking, you start enterprising the emotional energy, you become the electromotive force to move your life forward. And that is what life is all about. And that's how life will expand, is when you really, really choose to engage them inner thoughts. And I have a new CD out called Fear Is My Friend, and it's going to be going on Amazon, but it's on my website at cowboy-wisdom.com. And that writing that helped me more because it showed me how I allowed fears to be an emotional aggression rather than fear an expanding astute revelation. And fear is nothing more than unrefined wisdom, and it's terra incognita, it's the land of the unknown. And that's all we really are. Every day is the land of unknown. But it's really known when you choose to engage in the emotional energies of your life. Love yourself enough. And love yourself unconditionally, even though you have issues. Everybody's got issues, and everybody's going to have more. The deeper you go, the more you have. But you never run out of deepness. But you can only swim so far in shallow water. But you can sail an aircraft carrier on deep. So the deeper you let go, the more your aircraft carrier of life is going to carry you forward. And your inner aircraft carrier is the Nimitz, the Lincoln, all the aircraft carriers of the world, with all the surrounding ships to move forward. And that is what we're going to do. And I really want to take the last 90 seconds to talk about my CDs on my website. It's www.cowboy-wisdom.com. I got a letting go CD that's probably the best on the market because you'll let go and it's an hour. And it's really a meditation, but the last 30 minutes or 20 minutes is all positive. And then money is my friend. And all money is my friend. Money will flow to you when you let go. And the $10 million meditation that's on there is about putting monetary value on your ideas. And expand your life is just about using the word expand instead of the word change. And body, mind, spirit. Well, body leads the mind. The spirit leads the body. The body leads, really, basically, the body is just an energy, the spiritual energy, because we're all energy. And the mind follows everything, and that's what these are. And I've got a couple, three, four, and more CDs, and I'll be releasing a book called Fear Is My Friend. It'll be a 30-page. It'll be a few more pages than 30, but it's going to be very expanding book. And my name is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, and my website's cowboy-wisdom.com. And my email is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. I want to thank everybody that listens and everybody to be here. I will be here Thursday night. I'm doing the shows this week, and next week I'll have guests. But I want to thank everybody for listening, and everybody have a very blessed evening and good night. And the mind is the center of all, but it's the heart mind, not the other. We're too much in the head and not enough in the heart in the world. The heart leads everything because it's the first thing that works in the womb. Anyway, thank you, and everybody have a good night.